What's up, y'all? It's Freedom Friday. What's going on out there in the podcast world? I want to welcome you to the Freedom Riders Podcast. I am Ariana. I am a CEO and founder of Freedom Riders, and I am a clarity coach. And what I do is help people get really clear on who they are, what they want, and then strategize how to get there. This is my podcast where I do Freedom Friday every Friday, at least I try to. And the whole premise of Freedom Friday is saying, like, hey, I have to get free from something. Maybe something through the week that stood out to you, or you've been thinking about it, or it's a relationship, or maybe it's a bad habit, whatever that thing is. It's a space for us to be like, you know what? I need to find freedom from that so I could be my best self, right? So I could be my best version of me. So I love to talk about freedom in all capacities in every single way. And I'm super excited for y'all to be here with me this morning. It's October 15th. We are halfway, y'all. We are halfway through the year. Can y'all believe it? Halfway through the month. I'm sorry. And we're almost finished with the year. We got two more months, which is wild. So, yo, I'm excited. I'm super excited about it, because what does that mean? That means that we're about to go into a new year. And it's like, what are you doing to prepare yourself for this new year? What are you doing? What are you doing? And I know for me, I'm staying focused. I know for me, I am making sure that I'm on my grind. That's kind of what I want to talk about today on Freedom Friday, is staying focused and dreaming bigger than what you can see. Make sure your vision is bigger than you. Having that is so important. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is the freedom to dream, the freedom to make sure our vision is bigger than us. It's bigger than us. And I'm so dead set on reaching everything God has for me. So because I refuse within myself to miss what God has for me, I stay focused on the vision. I stay focused on where I'm going. I stay focused on remembering that there's a reason why I'm doing everything I'm doing. And we got to make sure that we stay free from circumstances and distractions, so that way we get to the vision. It's nothing wrong with being hungry for it. It is nothing wrong with being thirsty for it, being hungry, like, I gotta get it. Because I think there's a lot of people who have left the earth that didn't really get to see the fullness of what their life was supposed to be. Not because they didn't possess the potential, and not because it wasn't theirs to have, but we spend a lot of our lives getting caught up in the things that don't matter, in things that really are not specific to where we're going. They really are not specific to what we got to do in life. And we spend so much of the time that we actually are given on earth being distracted. That's where we spend it. And so for me, when I think about my life, when I think about the visions that I have for my business, for myself, for my family, when I think about those things, I'm like, it would be tragic to focus on things that don't matter and things that I can't control, right? And miss the amazing opportunities and blessings that I know I'm supposed to see. So for me, for this Freedom Friday, it's like really getting free from the distractions. It's really saying that, you know what? My vision means more to me than my current situation. And because of that, I gotta stay focused on the vision. And I gotta get after it. I gotta go after it. Like, this society is really big now on, like, taking the chill pill. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna be real honest with y'all. I could chill once my bank account look like how I want. I could chill once I've reached some levels in this vision. Because, all right, the vision's big. You gotta allow yourself to think outside of yourself. Oh, man. Allow yourself to think outside of you and see things that seemingly seem impossible. Why? Because then you have to add faith to that thing, right? And faith is the substance of things hoped for without evidence of things seen. But if you are a faith walker like me, that means what I hope for is actually mine, right? And so you gotta allow yourself to think beyond what you can do in your right now. That's the only way you can get more, right? If I only think about what I can get right now, that's all I'm going to get. But if I can think about what I can get outside of me, that means I'm going to work harder. That means I'm going to push more. That means I'm going to think harder. I'm going to have to be a problem solver. That means I'm a grind when everybody else is sleeping. That means I'm going to get up and get it while everybody else is talking about, oh, you know, you just need to take a break here, take a break there. Let me tell you something. It's making people lazy. And it's getting us off track. Because here's the truth, right? I did a series this week on Clubhouse, on What's Holding You Back. And I talked about seeking validation. I also talked about, what was the other thing? Procrastination. I talked about procrastination. Here's what happens. And I talked about mastering self. That's the one I want to hit. Mastering self. What they are teaching now is that, you know, take a break, take a break, take a break. And I get it. Hear me. I get it. But some of the things that we're taking a break from, you should be mastering. What do I mean? If you know every so often that here's this cycle that comes around in your life to try to distract you, don't take a break. You need to master that cycle. You need to master yourself in that cycle. We are learning to take breaks when we should. Some things we're taking breaks from, we should be learning how to master. You shouldn't still be losing your mind. You shouldn't still be having an emotional breakdown and just dropping everything. Master that. Master yourself. Because if you don't, you are going to miss what God has for you. You're going to miss what is really yours. You're going to miss the business, the houses, the cars, the whatever. You're going to miss the success, the happiness, the fulfillment, and the joy. Because instead of mastering you, and how you react to your circumstance, you are taking a nap. You are taking a break. You are folding your hands. That's not how that works. So I'm telling you, you need to grind after it. You need to master yourself. You need to get in your mind. Now, I got to get this together. I can't sit here and just patty cake around with this because, man, too many breaks will leave you broke. Ooh, jeez. Too many breaks will leave you broke. So this whole ideology of we need a break every 5 seconds, nah, you need to master yourself. Now, I'm not telling y'all not to take your breaks, but what I am saying is be careful that you're not breaking yourself into brokenness. Be careful that you're not breaking yourself into poverty. Be careful that you're not taking so many breaks. I mean, the Bible says it like this, a little sleep, a little slumber brings poverty upon a man. It says a man who don't work, don't eat. So be careful that we're not sleeping too much on ourselves, that's why the circumstances are so bad. You got to be able to rise above. We got to get back to teaching, hey, get up. Keep walking, keep moving. You can't take too many breaks in life. Now, there's a thing about vacationing, but I'm going to tell you, we are breaking ourselves broke because we're not teaching ourselves how to be relentless, how to keep going, how to keep pushing, how to stay focused, how to block out everything else that's going around. Because here's the thing, and I'm going to tell you, I've been there, right? I've definitely been there where I allow circumstances to drain me. And so I find myself taking a break. But here's what happens. When you're supposed to be, it's like the boat. Let me say it. It's like the boat. The boat is fine as long as the water does not get inside the boat. Oh, man, it's about to be good. The boat is floating. The boat is fine. The boat is good as long as the water is not inside the boat. But when the water gets inside the boat, it sinks the ship. Now, the water is your circumstances. And as long as you stay focused, as long as you keep moving, as long as your boat is still going and you're not getting caught up in the winds and the waves, and you are focused on guiding your boat to shore, sailing it to shore, right? As long as you're focused on getting to shore and you're not focused on everything that's going on around you, you're good. But when you allow everything around you to overtake you, you're sinking your ship. And so what we got to do is stay focused on the vision. Get up, keep moving, keep pushing. Don't let nothing hold you back. Don't let nothing distract you. Don't let nothing throw you off. No, keep rowing your boat because you got to get to shore. Shore is the vision. And if we can stay focused on the vision, if we can learn how to master ourselves and master our emotions and master our circumstances, not sitting up just letting everything get inside your boat, but put it on the outside, leave it where it belongs, which is outside of the boat, and keep rowing your boat and get to shore. Let's get to the vision. Let's refocus on Freedom Friday about getting to the vision. Let's learn how to master ourselves. Let's learn how to reprogram our minds, right? How to get our mind focused and keep it focused. How do I move in such a way that circumstances don't affect me? How How can I build my focus on the vision that God has for my life, the vision for my business, the vision for my family, the vision for whatever? How can I teach myself and reprogram my mind so much so that I'm so focused that it almost scares people? That they like, do you not see all this other stuff going on? No, I don't actually. Actually, I don't. What I see is my vision. And so because I'm focused on the vision, that's all I see. All this other stuff, I don't see that, but I see my vision. I see what's in front of me. And I know that if I just stay focused, I'm going to get there. So we got to get freedom from unfocus. We got to get freedom from the distractions. We got to get freedom from the sleep. We got to stop sleeping ourselves into poverty. We got to wake up. And we got to begin to start back teaching. You got to be relentless, though. You got to be able to push through when all else seems like it's falling apart, or when things ain't right, or whatever the case may be. You got to be able to dream so big and outside of yourself that you get more than what you can do alone. Because, right, it's not just about what you can do. It's about what you and God can do. That's a powerful situation right there. So my vision, your vision, it needs to be big. And let me tell you, the bigger the vision, the more it should push you to work. You think about this. If you think about a vision, the vision is something that you can accomplish, you're only going to give so much work and energy. That's just human nature. Human nature is if I have a vision or a goal or something in front of me, and I make it like a low goal, or the vision is like, it's easy. Like, I want to own a home. Okay, that's easy. That's not a hard vision. I have a vision of me owning a home. Okay, I mean, you could own a home fairly easy. But like me, the home that I know that's mine that I'm going to get, oh, that vision far beyond me. And that home is bad. Got two staircases in it. It got a fireplace built outside. Got a balcony on top at the top stairs of my house. It got bedrooms for all my kids. It got two game rooms. It got a theater room. Like, my vision is off chain. That's not just owning a home. That's on another level. So guess what? Because my vision is bigger than what I know I could do on my own, I work harder. That's what you got to remember with yourself. When your vision outdoes you, you work harder. So you shoot for the heavens. If you hit the stars, you feel good about that still. So all I'm saying is, make sure your vision is bigger than you and stay focused on the vision. It's time for you to get so dogmatic about reaching the goal, about reaching the vision, about living out all the things that you're supposed to live out, that people almost think you're crazy, like you're obsessed with it. And I'm okay with it. That's that IG reel. And I'm okay with it. People think I'm obsessed with it, and I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with people thinking I'm obsessed with this. I'm okay with people thinking, like, hey, Ariana always working. Hey, I am. Because I got something to prove, and I got something to get. And I'm proving to myself that it is actually true. Whatever I set my mind to, I could do it. And the scripture is true. With Christ, all things are possible. I'm trying to get my all things. Hear me though. Y'all didn't hear that. I'm trying to get my all things. Hey, oh man, that's dope right there. All things are possible with Christ, right? And then he left me a bit of power where I can get some things too. And so I just think on this Freedom Friday, yeah, free yourself to have a vision that's bigger than you, bigger than what you're capable of. Free yourself from taking all these breaks and all these slumbers, and get to work and grind it out. Because there's something for you out there, but you got to get it. And you're not going to get it taking a nap. You're not going to get it tapping out the game. Don't tap out. This is not the time to tap out. This is not the time to throw in the towel. This is just not that season. You don't got time for that. There's seasons for everything. You know, there's a season to plant. There's a season to harvest. There's a season to take a break. There's a season to rest. There's a season to celebrate. There's a season to grind. There's seasons for everything. What season are you in? And how long you been in the season that you're in right now? Maybe that season is up. And you need to get refocused and figure out what season you're in. So that way you get all that God has for you while you're here. Right? So I appreciate y'all for listening to this podcast today. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Let me say this. Hey, if y'all enjoy the podcast, share it. Share it on your social media, on your IG. Listen, Freedom Riders is everywhere. So if you ever want to tag me in anything, and you share the podcast on your stories or on Facebook, just do the @ Freedom Riders. I'm everywhere, anywhere, on every platform with that hashtag. So yeah, share it. I get a lot of DMs, so I appreciate the love, y'all talking about, hey man, I love this episode and that episode, and people binge listening. I'm just like, hey, y'all rock with me. I appreciate all my Freedom Riders tribe out there. Y'all are amazing. Speaking about my Freedom Riders tribe, let me say this. I do have two things. I got my Freedom Riders membership. So if you like hearing things like this, y'all rock with me through the motivation. You like the strategy and the tools I give and the things that make you say, she, you know what? She made me think today. I want to invite you to join the Freedom Riders tribe, the membership, all right? And what you get is motivational text messages. You get all my recordings of my clubhouses that I do. If you're not following me on Clubhouse, you follow me on Clubhouse. You get all my conversations and all those wonderful things. You get monthly emails with like ebooks and stuff like that. All this for just $29.99 a month. It's wild. The membership is amazing, and I'm constantly coming out with amazing things for all the people inside my membership, my Freedom Riders tribe, because I love them, because they rock with me. So I invite you to rock with me in that Freedom Riders membership. Just click the link in my bio on IG, guys. Freedom Riders is where you can find it. All right, last things last, I am doing a Reinvent Me workshop this month, at the end of the month. And this is going to help you start to reinvent yourself for the new year. And I'm going to hit some really important topics like mastering yourself. I'm going to really hone in on what it looks like to have a true reinvention of yourself. It's completely free. If you want to join, you know what? Get at me in my DMs and just let me know, hey, I want to join. Send me your email address and I'll get you signed up and send over your ticket. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. Share this podcast. Leave a review if you can, if you love it, if you liked it, or if you got some feedback, please feel free to do any of those things. I appreciate y'all for listening this morning. It's Freedom Friday. Go out there, be free, be happy, stay in your focus mode, and get to that vision. All right, I'll check y'all later.